The last week has certainly tested this administration. Mistakes were clearly made, and as a result, we let down the people we're entrusted to serve. I know our citizens deserve better, much better.
That's New Jersey Governor Chris Christie opening his fourth State of the State address this afternoon. On hand there, and joining us live is WHYY New Jersey reporter Phil Gregory. Phil, thanks for joining us once again.
You're welcome, Dave. Glad to be with you.
The governor accepted responsibility for the mistakes that were made and promised to cooperate with, quote, all appropriate inquiries to ensure the breach of trust won't happen again. And I understand on the way in, he encountered some of those who will be part of those investigations.
Well, the first person that the governor shook hands with when he entered the chambers, the assembly chambers today, where the assembly and Senate gathered to hear his speech, was John Wisniewski. He's the assembly transportation committee chairman who has been spearheading this investigation and been very critical of some of the things that happened in the administration as part of the probe into this George Washington Bridge Lane closure case. Many of the lawmakers were anticipating what Christie had to say, but it was a much wider audience, Dave. It was the public at large, the people of New Jersey, wondering how Christie would comport himself, what he might say about this scandal, and then any new initiatives he might propose. And there were some of those. One of them was talking about the need to reduce property taxes, saying he needs new tax relief initiative, talked about the need to change civil service reform, and payouts of unused sick leave and fraud in the retirement system. Also proposing an idea to lengthen the school day and the school year. But these were concepts that were put forward today without any specific proposal, bill, language of the details of just what might happen here.
Although even those concepts drew the ire of New Jersey Senate President Steve Sweeney, he reacted by saying those pension reforms negotiated several years ago require employees to contribute more.
Now to say, well, we can do all these programs, but we got to choose between really the pension system, funding the pension system, and paying our bills. But we can do all these wonderful things. That wasn't an honest conversation. That's a bait and switch.
And Dave, what Sweeney was referring to there was at the end of the governor's speech, he talked about the $1 billion or so increase that the state will be obligated to pay in its contributions to the pension system in the new fiscal year. And the governor said, if we don't choose to reduce our soaring pension and debt service costs, in his words, we'll miss the opportunity to improve the lives of New Jersey citizens. Democrats are taking away from that the governor might not want to make the required pension system contributions that are required under those pension reforms that required workers to contribute more to the pension system themselves.
Predictably, the governor said emphatically that he will not raise taxes toward that end. How does he expect to gain that revenue?
Not really quite sure. We'll get to the details of the pluses and minuses, the spending and the obligations for costs when the governor presents his budget message next month.
Overall, Phil, how did you assess the governor's tone? Did he dampen down the bravado that some interpret as bullying?
Well, you normally hear the governor become bombastic during some of these speeches, but today it was a pretty tempered tone. Now, that's the same thing we saw with him in his two-hour-long mea culpa over the bridge scandal last week, apparently deciding that rewarding some of the efforts that have been made by the legislature in the past and emphasizing some school reforms, notably calling out the people who made some of those in Camden and Newark, was the way to go today.
Thanks, Phil. WHYY's Phil Gregory reporting.